As you know, we had the minister and Stan Arden making just a dumb official open. Now, just as that was finishing out, there was quite a bit of mizzle coming on around, you know, and I went home. And a few hours later, then I just got the phone call from neighbours up there, and couldn't believe it was that bad, because where I was looking out, it was just still mizzling. So I landed over there, and obviously the main flash flood, if you want to call it that, had just sort of just gone by, and there was water running all over the fields, like just everywhere, and there was quite a bit of damage. As I say, there's probably about 50 to 100 metres of road completely washed away. They just, the whole, there's about 4 to 6 inches of tar and such just sitting there all bubbled up, laying in lumps. There's big tracks down the side of the road, and as I say, a lot of this had washed into Lawrence's house. He was the first house in that road. And then a lot of the debris and everything else, they went down into people's gardens, just washed away all their stones and things around their nice gardens, their driveways, everything. But the place was just, it was an absolute mess.
In terms of fixing this, is this a problem in terms of drainage in front of these houses or along these houses, or are the problems much further up, which would make it a much bigger job in terms of controlling this flood water?
Yeah, it's a much, in my opinion, it's much further up. I've said this before when this happened. The council has been out different times and they've repiped drains and diverted drains further up, but, and you know, they've done some work lower down, but it's too late when it's further. They need to go up. There's actually two roads here. There's an upper road and a lower road, and the water's running down through one road into the fields. And I know the council have been out, and this is very important. I've been speaking to local property owners or landowners trying to get an agreement. And this is something you would have heard councillors talking about many years ago, 40, 50 years ago. You had land drainage committees in the council, but the council wouldn't work with landowners because there seems to be, there's obviously these big summer flash floods coming, and a lot of landowners and property owners and forestry and everybody else do a lot of their own draining, but they just drain to the end of their property, and we seem to be getting a lot more water.
But the problem is I know you're talking about this, and that's historic. Going back 40, 50 years ago, there's one office in Donegal Town that coordinated all of this. And we spoke to the gentleman in the past that used to work in that office, and they didn't see any of these problems. It was all joined up thinking. We're not there. We've been talking about trying to get there for a number of years, of course, and I don't think that's going to be the solution going forward with respect. So how serious are the council taking the issue of the flooding in this area? We can't have people like Lawrence and others living in fear of this flood water, Patrick. Are you getting any sense from those you're speaking to that they have a solution in mind?
No, at the moment, with I'm frustrated about this as well, because it's that area, and there's two roads on either side, and they're being getting flooded as well. It's coming, it's halfway down a hill near Glenelly School there. And the problem is, to me, they're addressing the problem in the wrong area. They're addressing the problem down at Lawrence's house, and they need to go up and divert some of the water away. The one thing the council needs here, and this is nearly always the case, they need cooperation with landowners, saying that very clearly. If they don't, the council, now what happens in this case here now, the council will go out to an engineer investigator. They will apply to the department for a special grant now to resurface that road and to put in more drains. But if they just put the same drains in the same place, we're going to get the exact same problem.
But there is a responsibility, is there not, with landowners to make sure those drains are cleared, that the runoff from their land doesn't necessarily go out onto roads. I mean, maybe they have to get a little bit tough here, because I don't think anyone would want to feel that their inaction is causing this kind of heartache and inconvenience to someone like Lawrence, an absolute gentleman.
No, and you're 100% right. There's also the case that landowners believe that water is entering their property from an upper road or from somebody else. And it's this sort of, every year now, the council, within the HMD, the council's doing about 4 or 5 community assistance schemes where they're working with landowners, property, doing drainage, putting in pipes and re-diverting, all working together very, very successfully. Lots of people out there know these schemes, to see them happening. So there is funding through the department. You have to apply and prioritise. This would certainly be a priority. And the council have to redouble their efforts. It's up to the council. And if if it is a case that landowners are not cooperating, then the council is called a local authority.
You see, I'm all for getting funding, right? Getting funding, getting works approved and all that kind of stuff. And I know what has to be done to do that. What I'm not hearing, though, is anyone telling you and us, if they wanted to, a solution. What are they seeking funding for? What are they going to do about it? What will fix this problem? Do you know, there's no point fixing that road again, putting up a few signs, changing a pipe, when it seems quite clear, and I've never been there. And my first question was, is this a local problem or is it further up? So you know what I mean? And you've been there and you identify that. So what people like Lawrence need is solutions. What's going to fix this? And then we'll talk about getting some funding and spending it. That's what's absent in this conversation. You've got a theory. I have a theory. Lawrence has a theory. But we have very expert people, I would hope, working within the county council to say, this is what's causing it, this is how we fix it. That's what people like Lawrence want to hear, I think, Patrick.
Yeah, well, I think Lawrence and I and most of the neighbours down there, we're all in one mind of what needs to be done and how it needs to be done. And the council has been doing small remedial works, which has obviously not, it's actually got worse, if truth be told, when you look at what happened, that's the worst yet. So the council knows now what to do. I would say they're very little design work. I think they could do it straight away, but they're going to have to use the authority, part of the local authority, to go in and do it. And it's no good here. They can't wait any longer. And if they're going to spend money now, which we'll have to open that road again, they have to start with the drainage and then do the road and save these houses, because certainly, and only for them good neighbours, like, and I did see them all out helping their large situation would be a lot worse. And it is left himself. He'll be told to go to insurance, but you're not getting insurance for that year after year.